This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, January 10. From Seed to Branches. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 4. Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He didn't say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. In January, I look through seed catalogs and choose seeds to buy for planting our garden in the spring. It takes a sense of vision to see what those seeds will become. For example, no matter how closely you look at a tomato seed, you can't actually see the plant or the fruit that it will develop. But if you plant it and it grows, after some time, you'll actually see the plant and its fruit. A seed seems to make for such a small, insignificant beginning, but just planting it can lead to a dramatic transformation. Jesus encourages his disciples not to be discouraged by the seeming insignificance of the seed-like beginning of the kingdom of God. He urges us to look beyond the mustard seed to see what happens to it. It will grow into a tall shrub that will have branches large enough to welcome and shelter birds. Amazing! This parable offers great encouragement to Jesus' disciples, who only later saw glimpses of what God would accomplish through the death and resurrection of Jesus. A single seed would be sown, and yet Jesus would emerge from the ground and his kingdom would begin spreading its branches everywhere so that people of all nations could enjoy its benefits. Be encouraged, disciple of Christ. The present size of the kingdom of God is not the whole story. Pray with me. Dear God, sometimes I'm impatient with your kingdom not being fully grown. Thank you for its spread and for what is still yet to come. May your kingdom come fully. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.